Peace in the Middle East. It is a grail which has eluded the grasp of uncountable diplomats, strategists, and foreign policy sages. Is it possible that the unlikely hero who finally brings a close to these immemorial generations of bloodshed is a 30-something real estate impresario from New Jersey who owes his prominence on the world stage to his marriage to the daughter of a game show host?
Some people have mockingly called this effort the deal of the century, but at its core, it is not just about making a deal. In fact, this effort is better referred to as the opportunity of the century.
The short answer, obviously, is no. The longer answer will be the next few minutes of baleful mockery of Jared Kushner's long-awaited Middle East peace plan. His father-in-law, US President Donald Trump, describes it as the deal of the century. Many in the Middle East, Palestinians especially, are describing it in other terms, few of them flattering, many of them unbroadcastable.
Jerusalem is not for sale. And all of our rights are not for sale or for compromise. What is described in your deal is a conspiracy.
There is, at this point, a terrible temptation to skate past the details of Kushner's plan on the grounds that nobody really needs to know any of this because it's never going to happen and it won't work if it does. Basically, however, here's how it goes. There would be an exchange of territory. Most of Israel's settlements on the occupied West Bank and the Jordan Valley would become part of Israel proper. In return, the putative Palestinian state would be awarded several patches of Negev Desert along Israel's border with Egypt. These are very much what Kushner, in his day job as a real estate salesman, would describe as up-and-coming neighborhoods. Palestine would consist of these new exciting development opportunities, plus a fractured portion of West Bank, plus Gaza. Gaza and the West Bank would be linked by a high-speed rail tunnel. Palestine is also expected to orchestrate the complete dismantling of Hamas, the unsavory militant group which presently governs Gaza. This is, in and of itself, a fine idea, but one which falls very much under easier said than done. In return for all of the above, and more concessions besides, the new Palestinian state would be offered a $50 billion investment package. It would, however, be easier to believe that the people offering to distribute this largesse were serious, were it not attached to the insistence that Palestinians accomplish and/or accept six impossible things before breakfast. Palestinian leadership, both the inept and crooked Fatah in the West Bank and the cranky and violent Hamas in Gaza, have reacted to Kushner's plan by, to strip away the diplomatic formalities, inviting all concerned to cram it. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh was probably not being untowardly cynical when he remarked upon the timing of the great unveiling and declared it not so much a plan for peace in the Middle East as a plan to protect Donald Trump from impeachment and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from prison. On the same day Kushner's plan was announced, Israeli prosecutors indicted Netanyahu on corruption charges.
In this tainted process, they weren't after the truth, they were after me. The investigators didn't pressure the witnesses to tell the truth. They crushed them with threatening extortion to tell a lie.
So if your neighbour's cat, and possibly even Jared Kushner, can see that nothing is going to come of this, then what's the point? There are two possible answers. One is that Kushner's plan was designed to prompt exactly the negative response it has received from a Palestinian leadership which is not only divided within itself, but cut increasingly adrift by Arab states whose hostility to Israel is no longer the reliable commodity it once was. Indeed, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates have urged Palestinians to think about the Kushner plan. Even Saudi Arabia has sounded cautiously favourable. They too all know it won't really work, but they don't really care. Causes, however righteous, are as subject to fashion as anything else. Palestine, since the passing of its great salesman Yasser Arafat, has dwindled as a priority in Arab capitals. Palestine's rejection of Kushner's plan would be still further reason to write Palestine's leadership off as obdurate obstructionists who won't take yes for an answer.
As I have seen throughout my long career as a dealmaker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israel.
The other possible reason for all this is President Trump's ill-disguised longing for a Nobel Peace Prize, i.e. a thing which President Barack Obama has, which he does not, all examples of which Trump finds intolerable. He appears to understand by now that his outreach to North Korea isn't going to land him one. So maybe, in the fantastically unlikely event of success, what will be called the Trump plan for the Middle East will do the trick. And if what will be called the Kushner plan for the Middle East fails, no matter. I don't know Jared Kushner, never met him, he married my daughter once or twice, but that's it, etc. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.